The Burlington Cenotaph was erected in Lakeside Park, now Spencer Smith Park, in 1922 and was dedicated in by Governor General Lord Byng. Three maple trees were planted around the memorial, signifying the three branches of Canada's armed forces. In 1962, development along the lakeshore dictated the need to relocate the cenotaph. It was moved to the newly constructed City Hall on Brant Street, where it remains today. The cenotaph is a 10-foot granite column on a two-tier base. A 7-foot bronze statue of a Canadian soldier in First World War battle dress tops the column, which lists the names of 38 First World War fatalities from Burlington and Nelson Township, 17 key First World War Canadian battle locations, and the names of 44 local service people who died in the Second World War. Burlington's contributions to the military conflicts in Korea and Afghanistan, as well as peacekeepers, are recognized on the base of the monument. A verse from the poem Pro Patria by Owen Seaman is engraved under the Second World War plaque. To teach that he who saves himself is lost. To bear in silence though our hearts may bleed. To spend ourselves, and never count the cost. For others' greater need. All are welcome to attend the Remembrance Day ceremony at the Cenotaph in Veterans Square next to City Hall on Saturday, November 11 at 11 a.m., following a procession along Brant Street that begins at 10:30 a.m. The Burlington Historical Society will have a wreath laid there. The Burlington Historical Society's next meeting is Monday, November 13, 7 p.m., in the Centennial Room at the Burlington Central Library, New Street. Our special guest, the MP Karina Gould, will be the speaker, talking about women in politics, past, present and future. Admission is free, refreshments are available, and there will a chance to win a gift card. All are welcome.